Blog Talk Radio.
Yesterday, and it was going on back in Isaiah's day, just like it is today. The people that live in the country have made it dirty, what the preacher is saying. Glory to God. And the people that live in it are hurting. You brought sin and spread it out upon the earth and said it's okay. And those that know it's not, we're hurting because of what you, as a leader of the country, allow to happen. Hello? So, in verse 6 continuing, this is because they have done wrong things. Something burns the people that live in the country. Only a few of them remain. So, in verse 6, he's talking about the judgment, glory to God, amen, and he begins to tell the people, glory to God, that God is going to destroy not only the country, but he's going to destroy the people because of sin. If the people don't repent and turn away from their wicked ways, this is what's going to happen. And it ain't no different from back then to us today. The sin is the same. The judgment is the same. Amen? Remember he said, the priest and the people and the priest, don't matter from the preacher. If my sin, if I'm sinning, my sin is going to get me killed. Hello? It don't matter that you're the servant or I'm the master. You work for me. If the master sins, he will die. The Bible said, God said, all souls are mine, but the soul that sinneth, he shall die. And then we go out and say, all souls are mine, but the soul that sinneth shall die. It doesn't matter what your position is. Friendly, it's bigger. God has told us, you are going to die. Amen? And that's why we need to seek God for cleansing and purging. And so, if we go to verses 14 to 16, verses 14 and 16, the people that remain begin here to sing a song unto the Lord. And 14 is that these are the people that use their voices to shout aloud. They use their voices to praise the Lord. From the sea end, the west, and to they that say to the Lord is great. So in the country, verse 15, in the east, give praise unto the Lord. Give praise to the Lord. God is God of Israel. Give praise from the islands in the sea. And 16, part of 16 says, from every part of the country, we hear songs that give praise to the righteous one. Sing praises unto the Lord. When the people in the church need to start praising today, just like they did in Isaiah's day, the remnant started praising God. When they learned that judgment was coming on the land, they didn't get scared and, you know, go running to the wrong people to cry out for help. But they started glorifying God because they knew that God was able to do. Remember the scripture says that he's going to do exactly what he said he was going to do. God said he's going to do it. In verse 3 said the Lord says it's going to happen. And guess what? It's going to happen. Amen? Glory to God. So the people can hear praises that of the remnant that still love the Lord, those that still trust God, those that still operating in faith are going to still stand. We still got some remnants, amen, that are still serving God. We still got some remnants that are still glorying and fine to God. Remember he told Samuel, I got 7,000 people that have not bowed their knees to Baal. Not everybody has turned. Not everybody's turncoat. A lot of Christians have. They've sold out for the world, for the things of the world. But there are people that are standing firm. So he began to sing a sad song. And how many don't feel sad or grievous about what's going on in this world, in our nation today? It makes you sad. It makes you hurting. And you feel, when you think about the stuff that's going on, you start hurting inside. And it affects you, and it affects the people around you. It affects your family. It affects your children and grandchildren. And you know it's going to affect those of the future. Should the Lord tarry? If the Lord tarries, they're going to be affected by it because it has opened up so much where so much uncleanness is released upon the land. So he was singing a sad song, and I'll finish verse 15 there. But I said, I have become thin and weak, and I have become thin and weak. I am so sad. Bad people are doing bad things. Yes, the bad people are being very, very bad. This is plain English. when I knew the Bible said that marriage is between male and female so that they can become one flesh and so that they can and just can replenish the land and subdue it. And I was still am, because now it's okay. People feel this freedom. It's okay. And folks that were really, really hiding are now unleashed, and they said all kinds of spirits are going on. And they're not stopping there. These people won't stop their contention. And they're rebels type people. And because those spirits don't stop, they're never satisfied. We saw in the papers how one group was attacking this church because the pastor refused to allow same-sex marriage in his church. How you going to do that? That's dumb. That's stupid. Why would you go again? That's like me going to a service station and going in there with the big cars and bring in a patient and let an operator. Like, this is not an operating room. They don't work on people. They work on cars. Hello? You don't go to the church and tell me I can't profess holiness in the house of God. God is holy. I got to change the rules because of you. That won't happen, not in the house of God. And anybody that's being, the Lord will judge this. Hello. We have to stand firm. The Bible already predicted. There's going to be a time, amen, when the saints are going to be martyred. And you got to stand firm because he said, don't fear him who can destroy the body. But you need to fear him that can destroy the body and soul. And ain't nobody with God. Amen. The enemy can't destroy your soul, and that's what he's fighting for. Don't sell your soul to the devil by saying it's okay. It's not okay. Stand firm. Amen. So what he's saying here, amen, in verses, after God judges Judah, the remnants that are left will be singing God's praises in the streets. Hold on. Whatever you're doing, hold on and stand firm on God's promises. And so for these times that are about to come on this land, and we think we've seen some. We haven't seen nothing yet. All of this evil around us, you're going to have something to stand on. And that's why it don't pay you to be in and out. In today, serving the Lord, today, tomorrow, you're doing something else today. Because you don't want to be caught on the backside of God. Come on. You want to always be in place. And don't think it's a running catch up. It won't be no running catch up. Some people feel like, okay, I can keep doing this. And, you know, after a while, I can repent. And right, it won't running catch up. That's like running behind a locomotive. And you can't do it. You can't catch up. Amen. So we have to make sure that we're standing in right standing with God. And I was thinking about this when the prophet was talking about praising God in the streets. Remember the testimony I gave, amen, about the preacher that I heard saying that the lepers in the colony, that when he went to visit them, they were saying they were planning a trip to America. They were so excited because how we are over here. We have freedom. We want to eat, buy clothing, we get by cars. You know, we can praise God where we want to. We can go to church. We can read our Bible. We're so blessed on here. We can work, get jobs, and earn a living. We're so blessed on this there. And they say, my God, they must be praising God in the street. And the pastor said he was so embarrassed. And when I heard that, my heart dropped too, because I said, they're right. We should be running up and down the street, glorifying God. And if the people did that, all of this stuff is unleashed in the earth today, will not be here in the United States. We will be dealing with all these unclean spirits, our children, especially in this area, in this location right here. That new drug blossom, those locked over here, blocked our children. We will be caught up in this nonsense. Lesbian and homosexual spirits on little children and teenagers. Glory to God. I don't even know what sex is, but I'm homosexual. Come on. And you talk about discrimination against that. That is not a race, a creed, or a color. It's a sexual preference. How in the world can we say discrimination against that? We may as well tell a child molester or a rapist we are discriminated against you and let them have their rights too. Because it's impurity. It's immoral. It's an abomination before God. One abomination ain't no worse than another. You doing that, you might as well be molesting a child. You might as well be raping people and murdering people. Saying that it's an abomination is still the same. Because God did not create it. In the book of Romans, the first chapter, he said when men began to leave the natural order of a woman and loving on themselves, and a woman beginning to be the natural on herself and not loving on each other. That's when God said that sin is going to overtake them and destroy them. I told you I wouldn't get caught up in that destruction. But it was bound to happen. And you think that wickedness was there? You think the wickedness they're doing here was any different than the wickedness that we're doing today, that the people are doing today? It's the same sin. Remember Sodom and Gomorrah? They were in the streets, and now guess what? They got freedom to do this thing in the streets, y'all. Congress gave them that freedom to do it in the streets. So you think wickedness is loose? You wait. You wait. We haven't seen nothing yet. That's why your prayer vigil might better grow. Praying better grow. Standing for God better grow. You're reading the Bible time so that when they take away your Bible, you'll have it on the inside. That better grow. We don't have time for nothing. We don't have time to play around and play games because it's moving quickly and fastly. And when I saw all this stuff, I said, Lord, it's no wonder you sent us to Isaiah. Couldn't be for our minister, Elder Marion. Why God had us in Isaiah so long and why we're expecting the same stuff? So it's the same stuff. We're dealing with it right now. Glory to God. So in verse 21, he says, on that day, read your Bible. I'm reading from the English, the full English version. And on that day, the Lord will punish anything. Listen to this. Anything with power in the skies above, and he will punish the king in the land below. Come on, somebody. I don't care who you think you are, what authority you have. God is going to judge you. He's going to punish. Glory to God. Amen. So you think you're making your own rules and everything is all right with you. God sees. Hello. No one, no matter who or what they are, is going to be able to escape it. From the White House to the dope house to the church house. No matter how high you sit, will bear God's wrath on this nation. It's coming so quickly. We're not even looking at the signs of the times, and we're seeing all kind of weird-looking creatures here that we've never seen before. Lizards don't even look like normal lizards no more. What in the world is that stuff crawling around now? We got worms and creepy crawlers inside your house. You wonder how they get in there. You got all kinds of stuff going on and pestilence in the land, and yet we're running around saying, it's all right, I'm good. You're not good. Glory to God. Jesus said, Son, give us a Father. Glory to God. Some people will punish anything and everything. Nobody is going to escape. If you're a sinner, you will bear the judgment of God's wrath. And people are saying, well, they've been saying that forever and ever, and people are still dying. Hello? And you're going to die too. So where are you going to lift up your eyes? I wouldn't take that chance. If the Bible says the saints are going to scare us to make it in, I wouldn't take that chance. I don't care. A few minutes of a good time for the soul, I don't think so. A few dollars that when I die, I can't take to heaven with me or to hell if you choose to go there, but you ain't going to be able to buy your way out of there. The money burned up, but you're going to still see it. You ain't gonna burn up. You're gonna be paying. The Bible says gonna be wailing and gnashing of teeth. You're gonna be burning in teeth forever and ever and ever. And that's not equal to what scares me. What scares me is not having a relationship with God while I'm here on earth. I would not want to live here if I don't have a relationship with my Father. Where would I go? What can I do? Who would I be with other than my God? Come on. When man died, when they've done all they could do, and when they get to their limits, they're going to move on their limits, but they don't need God. Shut them. There's no limit on God. So why would you put anything before God? There is no limit on God. Man can only do so much, and after that, they threw. My God, it's heaven. So chapter 25, verse 1, and it says, the Lord, you are my God, and I will give you praise. This is the song that gives praise unto God. because Isaiah was glorifying him because God is going to kill all their enemies. And so then they begin, the people begin to sing, and we need to learn how to rejoice and praise him and glorify him, knowing that he's in charge. I don't care. I'm not worried about what's going on the land. I worry about the saints, Elder. I worry about the saints because they're sleeping and sluggard. They're not aware. They're not even conscious of praying for those people. I mean, we can't treat them like they're some foreign aliens or whatever, and they're God's people too, but guess what? They can't be his children. He created them, but they can't be his children because they don't serve him. So we have to pray for God to change their heart so that they can be, and that's all God wants, a people that will pray for a nation that's dying. As we told Isaiah, I'm searching for a people that will pray for a nation that's dying and don't know they're dying. And so here we are, saying to God, but I sanctify ourselves, and we're judging instead of praying. Yes, judge sin, but pray for the sinner. We get an understanding on that? Yes, judge sin. What I mean by that is, yeah, that's wrong. What you're doing is wrong. Yeah, you judge sin. But I'm going to pray for you. But you pray for the sinner. Hello? God judged, he judged our sin when we were in sin, and he didn't turn away from us, but he had somebody to pray for us, and we turned to him, and we're here because we're forgiven. They have the same opportunity. So we have to pray for you. So the joy that the enemy that started all this nonsense, amen, he had to sing a song of praise. He said, Lord, you are my God, and I will give you praise. I will say that you are very great, and I will give praise to your name because you have done wonderful things. You said long ago that you would do, and you have done it. You were honest, and your promises were true. Amen. I said, realize that God completes his plans. Whatever God says he's going to do, the Bible says he's there, he's going to do it. God says he's going to do it, you better know he's going to do it. The promises of God, his words said, are gaining and amen to the glory of God. And it's something he's going to do. Hello? And so he began to realize that God was going to complete his plan, the plan he promised. So he began to rejoice, and he gave honor to God. God always fulfills his plans, all of his promises, positive and negative. If he promised to destroy you for your sin, guess what? Hold on. Hey, wait a while. Destruction is coming to you, sinner. Whatever he promised, if he promised a curse on you for walking away and turning your back on him, hold on. It's coming. If he promised to bless you, don't let nothing move you, stand firm on your word and your faith and your belief in him, hold on, the blessing is coming. So whatever he promised, God is going to do exactly what he promised. Glory to God. Amen. When we think of his goodness, we owe him all the praise. Minister King always sang the song, I owe God the praise. We owe him all the praise. When we think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for us, he died on Calvary, resurrected up with the Father. You know, I'm so glad. The thing I'm glad about is that he died. So somebody had to die. Glory to God. Why not be him? He didn't have to. He could have looked at us without resting himself and said, Daddy, no, it ain't even worth it. Come on. But he said, nevertheless, not my will, but your will. And he went on, and because of his humility and his love and his sacrifice, God raised him up. He didn't go down a sinner. He went down clean, and he came up. Oh, come on, somebody. He came up holy. Yes, he was qualified. Hey, God, my God in heaven. I got to hold on right now. I'm about to go out running in a minute. He was qualified. He was. We didn't even know we needed redemption. Glory to God. Amen. But his love and his kindness, the kind of seed that's supposed to be in us, the Holy Spirit. He did not only that, thank God, he said, I'm going to leave this same spirit right here for you. The comfort. Glory to God. Amen. People operate outside of God and outside the will of God and tell me in that time, the Holy Ghost, I think it's different. Huh? You might have had the Holy Ghost, but the moment you get sin, the Spirit left you. And I don't care what degree you got, if you're a doctor in theology, oh well, God bless you. The Bible says, you keep dwelling in an unclean temple. So you can write me if you want. It's still the Bible. I'm going to write about it. So in verse 4, a part of this song, he said, this is because you, Lord, is singing. I'm just skipping through verses, but this is still this song. This is because you, Lord, have made your poor people safe. You have made safe the people that needed help in their trouble. You hid them from the storm, and you were there shade from the heat. The attack of cruel people was like a storm that knocked against the wall. Glory to God. In Luke 6:20, Jesus said that the kingdom of God belongs to the poor. This is what the scripture says. And he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, blessed are they who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Hello. You are the kingdom of God. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Everything in it belongs to him. And you tell me you ain't got nothing? You get more than the wealth of the wealthiest. Billions and trillions and quintillions, for lack of a better word. Doesn't matter to what we got as poor. Poor and humble and meek and lowly. Not poor and degrading us or accommodating a nation to God, but poor and lowly and meek and loving and kind, and you're poor in wealth, but you're rich. My God, because the kingdom of God is ours. Ruthless people, they oppress the poor in that day, so that God is our help. And we have found at a disadvantage, and many times we are. It's not to our making. We didn't make some of these things. We get into some of them we do. How about when we have enough money, we have light bill, and because we saw a beautiful dress in the window, we go buy the dress and say, I'll pay my light bill next week. And then next week come, you don't have the money to pay your light bill. And then the week after that come, and you still don't have the money, then they come turn the lights on. Now you're praying, Lord, come get my lights on, and then it never happens. And now you got to wait till you get money to turn it on, and now you're mad at the light. But you have the electric bill money in your hand. But you chose to do something else with it. Hello. When you make yourself poor, God bless you with it. Use it for what he blessed you with. That's being a good steward. We think that being a good steward over what God has blessed us with means is giving our tithes and offering. It means not foolishly and frivolously spending your money. If you have it to do, do it. Pay your rent so you'll have a roof over your head. People take their rent, their work, their money they earn. Well, I'm working. I deserve to have me a good time. You do? Man, don't work, you don't eat. You want everybody to feed you. You want everybody to put you up, and you've already blown your money. God, and we wonder why we don't have nothing. You think, this is why people say you're going to have the poor always with you, because they're doing a lot of poor fools around. People that would just throw their money away frivolously and then blame God when they get evicted from their home or the car get repossessed. Be a good steward. Give your tithes and your offerings to your church. Bless those, your leaders, those that are rulers over you, and pay your bills. Pay them. Glory to God. Amen. Then you're being a good steward. You got money to help the one next to you and they need something. They need help and you know they need help and you're walking around with your big fat bank account and you don't reach out. Don't be like the poor man in Luke chapter 14. The rich man, I'm sorry, when Jesus said, thou fool, this night will your soul be required of you. Hello. We need to think before we start operating and doing stuff because we want to blame God for our own mess up and this faith. When the kingdom of God is ours. Hello. Glory to God. Amen. Don't make yourself poor. Don't make yourself struggle when you don't have to. God made a way for you to get there. Some of us that ain't will never be millionaires. And simply because of your mentality. God don't want to lose you. Hello. He don't want you to turn away from it. Some of us, you know, some of us, when we get a lot of money, we don't come to church no more. Look around you. We have jobs now. Folks don't have jobs, we can just take a sit on the pews. They got no money to sit on the pews. We got jobs now. And it's time to pay tithes, definitely they don't come on Sunday. But when things go wrong, they're in the prayer line, are they calling for prayer? You healing prayer, you need to repent. Amen. This is real. This is a growth process. This is how we grow in God. This is how we move to the next level. Glory to God. So in verse 6, it's still singing a song. The Lord of everything will make a feast of all people upon this mountain in Jerusalem. It will be a feast to the very best meat, a feast with the very best wine. It will be a feast of the very best meat that makes people strong. It will be a feast with the best wine. And on this mountain, verse 7, the Lord will destroy the shroud that covers all people. It is a shroud that is over every country. Verse 8, it will destroy death for always. The Lord, my master, will dry the faces of everyone that has tears in their eyes. People will not feel ashamed again over all the earth. This is what the Lord has promised to do. Verse 9, on that day, they will say, look, this is our God. We have waited for him to come and to make us say, this is the Lord. We have waited for him. So we shall be happy, very happy, because he has saved us. Verse 10, the power of the Lord will stay on this mountain, and he will walk on the people of Moab as people walk on dead grass and animal dirt. My God. In verse 6, God is saving, his saving message is for everyone, not just for the Jews, it's not just for Israel, but it's for everybody, anyone who will receive him. He said, he that will, let us come, right? In 7 and 8, he was saying that God will end death forever. Death, where is your sting? Right. Great, where is your victory? Forever. At this great feast, at this great gathering, when the Lord comes, only these who have been living by faith will be able to participate. Not everybody's going to be able to participate in this great feast. Not everybody's going to be able to have the bounty of God. Not everybody's going to have the crown of life. The remnant wins. There was a remnant in Isaiah. There was a remnant today. There are people that are falling by the wayside because they're tired of waiting. What in the world are you tired of waiting for? He said, occupy until I come. That means live accordingly. Enjoy yourself on this earth. Do you think God wanted us to be miserable in the land? He wanted us to enjoy the earth, but he wanted us to be decent with it, holy with it. Not participate in uncleanness. Hello? You want him to bless you in your sin? The devil is a lie. Verses 8 and 9, he said, this is why the people cry out. This is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. Just like in Isaiah chapter 55, when we get there, you'll see, if you read the 55th chapter. We cry out, and God save us. Lord, save us. Lord, save us. The people are not crying yesterday. They said, Lord, give me. Lord, I want. Lord, I need. Nobody's saying, Lord, save me. Hello. They don't want to be saved no more, people. They just want fame. They just want the benefits of being saved. Getting some stuff. I want a car, a house, money, clothes, whatever, a job. But I don't want to be saved. And so when you cry out, Lord, save us, he will. He's waiting for the people to cry out, Lord, save me. Even the church, when God showed me the vision of his spirit hovering over the church, the big church all over the world, and he's hovering over, and the people are shouting and dancing and singing, and the music is playing, and everybody's having a good time all over the church. And the Lord said, they're having a good time. They're singing praises and calling on my name and shouting hallelujah, but I'm not in it. Their praises are not for me. Hello. And he began to tell God does exactly what he sent him to. And whatever God says, he'll do, he's going to do it. He moves by his word. He hears us. There he is, and he answers our request. In 1 Corinthians 15 and 64, Paul describes God's victory over death as referred to back in verse 87. When the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Why? My God, to walk from mortality to immortality. is an ultimate enemy. Spiritually, it separates us from God. All the way back to Adam's day, when he sinned and him and Eve bit that apple, he completely separated himself from God. But God walked in the garden. Now, where I found this was a rhetorical question. It was not a question that needed an answer because God already knew the answer. But he needed Adam to know an answer. You thought you was with me. Remember Samson, when he gave up his secret and God told him to never reveal his strength of her, and he lost his strength, but he began to shake himself. Nothing happened after he cut it down. He shook himself. There are people in the house of God shaking themselves, and that's all they do. And nothing happened. Because God has left them. They talk a good talk. Hello. You even fake it real good. Imitate the Holy Spirit real good, but you out there by yourself, God is not with you. That's why you have to stay spiritual. Well, you have to know the word of God so that God can speak to you in the midst of even walking down the street or walking out of your clothesline. God will begin to speak to you. He'll warn you against in danger. When folks walk up to you, God will let you know, Now, that you don't want to believe nothing he says, don't believe nothing he says. Hello. You're knowing your spirit that they're lying. So spiritually, death is our enemy. It separates us from God, and naturally it separates us from life. You die naturally, you dead. You have no more life. There's no more breath in you. God draws his breath back. Glory to God. God draws his breath back. You have no more breath of God on the inside of you. People don't understand, Elder, that the breath and the air that we breathe is not the air that's in this building or out the, on the outside, but it's the breath of God. When we breathe, it's the breath of God, and without God, without that breath, we know. Thank God in heaven. You know, about the preach, I was contain myself. It's so good. So verse 10, what happened to Moab the scribe? The glorious scenes of God's presence with his people. When he said, tramp on the walk all over Moab, the enemy, God, when God is in the presence, let me tell you something. How many know when you're in the presence of the living God, you have no fear? Nothing. You feel like you can literally fly. You be like, come on, devil, I'm ready for you. Because you know you got the power of God with you. God is working through you, and you know, superwoman, I'm a superwoman for Jesus. Hello? Superman, I'm a superman for Jesus. You ready? Glory to God, amen. So when Samson shook himself and when Adam hid behind the tree, he knew he lost his super. Y'all better hold on to tonight. Glory to God. I'm feeling good up in here tonight. This is real good. God is really moving. Glory to God. So in chapter 26, we found another song. And we begin to give God praises. So from verse 1, this is his song. In that day, people would sing this song in the country called Judah. We have a strong city. The Lord made both inside and outside the city to make us safe. So the Hebrew word for faith in those days is Yeshua, and it means, as you translate it, Jesus. So when you hear Jesus, Yeshua, in faith, how many know that Yeshua is around? We're safe. Remember they said that? We're safe. So verse 2, open the gates of the city so that the righteous people can come in. The righteous people are those people that continue to believe the Lord. Verse 3, you, Lord, will make faith the people whose mind is always thinking of you. You will keep him safe because he believes in you. I love it. I love that verse, and I'm going to read it from the King James Version. Verse 3. Somebody read it. From 26. I'll read it. Thou will keep him. Y'all thought y'all were following me in the scripture. Y'all will. Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee. Glory to God. My God in heaven. Guess what I say? Keep your mind and your focus on God. The enemy trying to sidetrack things are not with him because you have perfect peace. My God in heaven, that is awesome. That is awesome. Amen. My God. And so on that day, when Christ establishes his kingdom, people will praise God. Isaiah paints a clear picture of Judah opening the doors of salvation to everyone who loves the Lord by Christ Jesus. No other way. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except me. People are trying to slip in by the back door, but it don't work. How about that? But everyone who loves the Lord can come together as his people. I don't know much. All the faiths can come together, not my group over here, my group over there, that group over there, and tell somebody saw a group for doing this, and then everybody got a group over here, when all the groups can come together for one group. Hello? Because we're all the children of the Lord. That is, anyone who wants to have fellowship with him is open to talk to him. If you want a relationship, I stress that, I can't stress it enough. The best thing in our walk, in our Christian walk, is to have a relationship with God through his son Jesus Christ. You can't walk this walk without relationship. So go hand in hand. Glory to God. So we can have perfect peace in God, no matter what turmoil we're in, and then no matter how it's going on, when we're devoted to him, when we have fellowship with him, we can have perfect peace. We don't have to suffer some of this stuff that's going on. You know what the writer says in the 91st Psalm? It'll come nigh you. It'll fall at your right hand, but it won't even touch you. You could be walking right over the top of the nails, but even in a whirlwind, God's foot is in the middle of it. So you got a whirlwind going on around you, and if God's foot is in the middle of it, he gives you peace. Glory to God. You can't get no better foundation than that. You know, and saints are worrying and crying and hemming and mooning and hollering. Okay, if it's time, Lord, then take me home. If not, I'm going to relax because I know you got the need to live. And I know you already done worked it out. Glory to God. We need to learn to do that. We need to push ourselves to that. Not telling yourself, devil, you a liar. Hello. Because that's the devil talking to you. Unbelief is of the devil. It's not of God. And just I'm to get rid of that unbelieving spirit. Don't allow it. That's why it's a work in progress. That's why we have to keep doing this. This is not something you don't care about Christ and I believe in blah, 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 and just go on about your business today. No, you got to keep talking to yourself. You got to walk up and down the street side, walk in your house and talk it up. Whatever you got to do, work it out. Yeah, but it's a lie. I don't believe that. God has already got it. I gave it to the Lord. I have not received that Lord. I give you praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. To get you to the next level of faith, do it. Falling into some of that stuff, some other people say, guess what? They ain't standing on nothing. Either. They ain't. But they feed it to you. We can have perfect peace in God. I don't care what we're going into. Philippians 4:7 says, and the peace of God that which passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. That's a peace that nobody don't understand. Except, like I often say, if you've been evicted from your home and you're sitting out in the chair sideways waiting for somebody to come along and help you move your furniture or just buy it from you, whatever it may be, whatever God needs you to sell it or however you want to do, but you're sitting out there singing, God is a good God. Yes, he is. God is a good God. And everybody walking by looking at you like, this woman, I'm blowing her mind. Hello. The sheriff has addicted her and put her on the street. She don't have nowhere to go. And she has her singing, God is a good God. This is the kind of peace that the saints of God are supposed to have. And guess what? If you don't have that kind of peace, then you're walking in disobedience and you can do it to you. Okay, let me say that again. If you don't have that kind of peace in God, you're walking in disobedience and you need to repent. Glory to God. We say we believe the word of God. It's time for the children of God to start acting like you believe God. Hello? I need the Lord, but you know what? Oh, Lord, I'm going to say. God! Hello? If you believe, just stand on what you believe. Make sure your household stand on what you believe. That's what we mess up blessing for his servant, not just his wife and children, but anybody that works in his household, anybody that bears his name. Glory. Come on. Glory to God. That's why he loved Abraham so much. When he went to Terah, Sodom, and Gomorrah, he said, we stopped. He said, wait a minute. Shall I conceal this thing from Abraham, what I'm about to do, seeing that he loves me so much and that he would command his household. Now, that's it right there. That he would command his household to serve me. With God. And I'm going to reveal everything to you. He won't let nothing go. Glory to God over your head. My God, this should have been out when the kids were home. And you know how children always think they're pulling the wool over your eyes when they sneak your cell. Like, you know, we were kids too. I know all y'all were good, but I was thinking, hello. And he's sitting there talking to me, telling something, looking with their eyes all big.
You know, I had a dream last night and blah, 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 blah.
I just talking and you say something. All right, sir. I look
at your eyes in the back of your head, though I don't.
But I serve God. You can't make them do nothing. The God will, you, as long as they're in your house, you know what they're doing when they leave. As long as they're in your house, you make sure you put down the ultimatum. Command your household. Glory to God. You want to enjoy the blessings of God, but you don't want to serve him. Not in my house. Hello. Glory to God. God put a roof over my head. You want to come in my house and live like hell? I don't think so. Glory to God. Hello. Amen. That's how you get to walk into them praying in tongues and laying hands on everybody and greeting everybody up. They either get saved or get gone, one or the other. There isn't mama lost her mind. Daddy lost his mind. Every time you write, pray. Pray for about 20 minutes at the dinner table before everybody's done. Everybody's in the house. Sit down and eat together. When they eat, that's your opportunity right there. Lord, I bind them every unclean spirit in the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody. You'll shake them up. They come out of them. That's how it's been to eat. Yeah. We are in a minute. So I bring some control in here. Glory to God. So in 7 and 8, to weigh in the path, when he was talking about, glory to God, weighing the path, to weigh the path means to make it smooth and to level it. So no matter how rough times are in God, we are never alone if we are his. As long as you belong to him, you are never by yourself. We must keep our minds centered on him. Always keep your focus on God because he will keep his purpose. He will bring us to our purpose and our hope in him. We have a purpose. We ain't just living and existing. How about that? He also gives us wisdom and how to make decisions. And he gave us faith on how to trust him. He said, I gave every man the measure of faith. When you say you don't have faith, you're lying. The truth ain't in you. Because you know, I gave every man. Remember God said, the measure of faith. It's up to you to use that. You don't know people that say there is no God. They know it's a God. When they were born, they come in knowing it was a God. They breathe in his air. Hello? His light is in them. And then when they get a little older, to start talking foolish. Let him take his breath away. Glory to God. No matter what the pressures are, always know who God is. Always stand firm on God's word. The enemy want to take you away from your faith. He want to take you away from what you believe. But understand and know who God is. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Verse 16 through 21. Glory to God. From chapter 26. You guys following with me in your King James Bible. Sing this song. He said, Lord, they came to you when they had trouble. They prayed quietly to you when you punished them. Lord, we were with you like a woman who will soon have a baby. Just before she had her baby, we were like her. We could not keep still, and we cried with pain. We were going to have a baby. We could not keep still, and we cried with the pain. But we gave birth only to the wind. My God. You know how people be talking all the time and you say, you know what, they ain't nothing but a bag of wind. Here they are. We thought we were in pain. We thought we was giving birth to a baby, but we only gave birth to the wind. We have not made the earth safe. We have not killed the people in the world. Verse 19, but your dread, people will bodies will rise up from the grave. Wake up. Shout. Because you are so happy. You people that live in the ground, shout. Because your dew is like the dew of the morning. The earth will give birth to the dead. People, verse 20, my people, go into your rooms and shut the doors behind you. Hide yourselves for a short time until the Lord, glory to God, is not angry. But to pick up that Bible, go into your secret closet and keep right on laying before God. So the danger is subsided. Glory to God. Look, the Lord is coming out of his house. He will punish the people on the earth because they have not obeyed him. The earth will show him the blood that people poured out on. It will not hide any longer the dead bodies that people have killed. Remember, when his blood, when his blood was crying out, took from the ground. Glory God unto God. He thought he had gotten away because he buried him. Oh, no, no, your brother's blood is crying out to me. Where a lot of people were hurting. They were away from the presence of the Lord. But he assured them that life, they'll live again. They'll be resurrected. When the people disobeyed God, he turned his back on them. Glory to God. He did not hear their cries. The Bible says God here is not a sinner's prayer. He did not hear their cries. They were the cries. They were not the cries of repentance. And they never did. Only a few people stood firm. And they never lost their heart. And they their hope of heart. They continue to seek him no matter what. We need to learn to patiently wait on the move of God in our minds. He knows what is truly best for us. And we need to trust him in that. That's how we mess up. We go ahead of God. I will say that after we die, our spirits will rise again. And after death, the resurrection of Christ. And decades later, the apostle Paul confirmed that in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 15 to 53. And the scripture says, now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall all sleep, but we shall be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. All believers will rise with a new, incorruptible body like Jesus, the way he was resurrected. We're going to be resurrected. Philippians 3 and 21, Isaiah 26 and 19. Job 19 and 16, Psalm 16 and 10, and Daniel 12, 2 and 13 confirm. Philippians 3 and 21, Isaiah 26 and 19, Job 19 and 16, Psalm 16 and 10, Daniel 12, 2 and 13 confirms. Amen. Glory to God. And our final chapter tonight, amen, talking about, amen, this judgment and destruction of the people, amen. Chapter 27, in that day the Lord will punish the Leviathan, the woman. Verse 1, chapter 27. The Lord will use his sword. His sword is great, powerful, and strong. Leviathan is a snake that moves quickly in the sea. It is a snake that puts itself around things. He will kill that great animal in the sea. Glory to God. God is going to guard his people. Verse 2, in that day, sing about a field where vines are growing. It is full of fruit. I, the Lord, will guard it. I will continue to put water on it. I will guard it night and day so that nobody will destroy it. I am not angry in that day. If there was a thorn or a briar in my field of vines, I would march against it in a war. I would make fire out of the thorns and the briars. But a field should come to me. I will make it safe. It shall not fight with me. It shall rest with me. The days will come when Jacob will grow like a plant in the ground, and Israel will grow and make flowers. They will fill all the world with fruit. God has a purpose when he punishes his people. He doesn't punish his people for nothing. But he always gives warning, and he always gives the people time to come back to him, time to repent. Amen. We verse 11 says, when their branches become dry, people will break them off the tree. The women will come and make fires with them. This will happen because these people do not understand things. So their maker will not help them. Also, their creator will not be kind to them. Sinners will not be able to hide from the wrath of God. Jesus said that every hidden thing will be revealed because his light shines in darkness. You cannot hide your sins from God. He knows even your very thoughts. Glory to God. First John, in the book of John, chapter 1, Jesus said, I came to the light. I came to the darkness, not the light. I came to the darkness that they didn't even understand who I was. They didn't even know me. They didn't recognize me. Glory to God. Hello. God is sending word to the people. Amen. We come to church all the time. We jump up and shout, and it's like a party going on in the house. Somehow there's more partying than others. And yet God is not in it. People are not turning this, and they're still doing the same thing. They come in and they shout, rat up themselves, ragged, and then they come in and they have such a party all over the house of God. And you'll think that the Spirit is so, it's so anointed and so powerful in there. How many know goosebumps in the Spirit? I get goosebumps when I watch something amazing on TV. That's not the Spirit of God. Because you feel moved like that. The Holy Ghost was in there. Not the Spirit. Because I say, all that Kevin, when they're doing in the church, I'm not nowhere near because the people are not concerned about me. They're not concerned about serving me. It's about power, prestige, and a price. This is what Israel was about in those days of Judah. They had gotten started to act like the people around them. When you start acting like people that are ungodly and bring the world into the house of God, you expect things to happen. Hello. When you start telling people that their lifestyle is wrong and God is saying repent, people will start hiding, they'll start running away. But those that really want to live accordingly, they'll straighten up. They'll ask, what must I do to be saved? They might come like Nicodemus in the middle of the night or call you on the telephone by yourself and talk to you. Hello. But they're going to find out what it is to get right. Glory to God. Amen. So we say tonight, amen, that the world, the end of the world, of this world, is on its way, amen. It may not come in our time, amen, but it's closer than it was when I was a kid. It's closer than it was when my children were kids. Hello? This is my grandchildren's time, amen. And whatever time it is, they barely this time. The Lord is coming soon. And we can't, like I said earlier, we can't run and catch up. The prophet Isaiah prophesied to the people. Daniel prophesied to the people, all the other prophets, Ezekiel prophesied to the people, and they didn't hear. They heard, but they didn't hear. Remember, Jesus said, you'll have ears, but you won't hear. I heard, but you will not. We have people today in my time that have ears, but they cannot hear. They have eyes, but they cannot see. It's a time when we need the spirit of discernment. And without the Holy Spirit, you don't have it. It's carried by the Holy Spirit. You need to give yourself to Christ and ask him to worship him and worship him until he can fill you and endow you with the Holy Spirit. I don't care what folks say, whatever it takes you to get filled with the Holy Spirit, you need to do that. You need the Holy Spirit. Without you jumping and shouting, don't you even have the Holy Spirit. Hello? You need to get filled with the Holy Spirit because we need that. You need to feel the word through yourself with the word. Read it here now and then it won't make it. It ain't gonna cut it. You find yourself back out there in the world doing what you used to do. You find yourself talking and acting like that old man because the old man in you ain't dated yet. Hello? Glory to God. We bless God. Amen. We intend, amen, to be ready when the Lord calls us. Amen. We intend to be prepared, and that's what it's all about. Enjoy your life here on earth, but enjoy it in God. You don't want to enjoy it in sin. Or fun in hell. There's no fun, is there? But fun and hell. Come on. I don't think so. Amen. There's nothing worse than that. And like I said, my problem, my biggest concern is my relationship with God while I'm still alive. Amen. As long as I keep in right standing with him, I have no doubt that I'll see him on the other side, that I'll be just like Paul did. I'll go from corruptible to incorruptible. Hello? From mortal to immortal. But I feel down about it. That's what's important. I have a relationship with him on this side. Praise the Lord. Give the Lord a hand. Praise the God. Amen.